Hello, everyone. I'm Heidi, and you're listening to the DSG Connect podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you. We're helping elevate voices in dentistry by sharing inspiring stories straight from the dental experts. What's working, how to pivot when things go sideways, and everything in between. Wherever you find yourself listening today, thank you.
Welcome to the DSG Connect podcast. What a great honor and privilege and pleasure to have Trevor Mao, CEO of the Smile Source organization and community, here with us today. Trevor has been a tremendous thought leader, not only for us, but in the industry, and created and co-created one of the very best dental communities in our industry. Listen, enjoy, get this thoughtful perspective and tremendous insights in this very impactful period of time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us. So I think the word that my team keeps using is, there's two words, fluid and pivot. So it is a very fluid situation. And, you know, there was some discussion that it felt like we were pivoting every 4 seconds, certainly in the early stages, trying to figure out the best way to deliver value to our membership group of 750 office locations. And, you know, it's interesting as you look at the evolution of what was at the core benefit of SmileSource perceived by the different members. You know, all the time we always push the community and the strength in numbers above all else, above marketing, above CE, above collaborative practice management, above the GPO buying piece, but the community is the strongest part. It's interesting because today, April 1st? What day is it? It's just all running together, April 1st today. And all we have is community, right? We're certainly not in the process of buying a lot of products. We're certainly not doing a lot of patient acquisition marketing today. We are doing CE, which is community building, and we are doing collaborative practice management, you know, either online or over the phone. So it's all community-based activities. So I think that's what my answer would be in terms of how are we navigating this, is continuing to measure and monitor what our members are responding to. And, you know, right now it's, how do I fill out the SBA forms, right? Which one do I apply for? How do I get the $10,000, you know, payroll package with my team? Should I furlough? Should I lay off? Should I have them take vacation? Like giving them very good guidance on those questions so they don't feel like they're alone. A lot of dentists out there and probably a lot of DSG's customers that are, you know, independent and working on their own are on an island. And that's a very hard place to be at any time. And certainly in these times where, you know, there is no certainty. And I can't say for certain that we have the right answers, but we have sourced and scoured and collaborated to find the best answers for our folks.
This, Trevor, I know these situations are unique and extremely novel, and it's impacted, you know, both not only our professional life, but personal lives. And as people navigate both aspects of it, you know, themselves and their families and extended families and their professions. And you know, we're in an industry where that entrepreneur, that sole practitioner really professionally and personally is so interwoven, and it's in the DNA of this industry that they're one and the same. And I think and feel very strongly that community has always been important, and no one's brought together a community like you have and the Smile Sort Network. We feel blessed to be a part of it for so many years and got a firsthand experience of what that's like. And it's very evident, you know, in regular, normal times and day to day. And it has become even more evident. And I think there's cliches like circle the wagon, home base, are all things that generated that when you're faced with pressure, duress, something dramatic, you go back to home base, right? And oftentimes, in particular in our industry, there is not a home base. But SmileSource has offered that North Star, that ship, that home that you could circle into and be a part of where you do have resources, where you do feel that the roof is secure, that you're, you know, whatever the impact, and this one certainly is unique in how it's it shows no differential to what you were doing previously or how healthy, or it just it impacts everybody, that it becomes even more important. And at DSG, you know, we recognize that, and we recognize that our connection with your community, with you personally, with so many of your members and so many of your leaders across the country, that you start thinking of innovative ways to connect, whether it's distributing gloves, masks, or just listening, accommodating, you know, through difficult times and through unknown times. We're not in a traditional role, as you pointed out, with the in the practice making crowns or servicing in that way. We're looking, but because we're tight, because we're networked, but because you've allowed us to be part of this community, because we enjoyed so much and treasure being part of this community, is an natural extension that you just want to help. You want to be a part of the solution going forward. So at DSG, you know, we did the same thing. You have 40 labs and 1,000 plus people that just the first step is you just come together. You pivot, you understand that it is, and you understand that it's dynamic and fluid, as you pointed out, and it's ever-changing, but you have that starting point. You have that home base to start from. So we looked at this in a couple different phases in the way we communicated and planned for it. Phase one started in mid-January, where the impact this pandemic had on the global supply chain, and rerouting that and making sure we're in contact with our clients. Phase two was really as it came on into North America and some of the changes, and started planning for that about February 28th and really in earnest about the March 13th, and try to organize our network in a way where we can provide the services, because there was still emergency procedures being performed, and make sure we can accommodate and respond to that, but also to reorganize ourselves around what the broader community needed from us and what role we would play in that. And a lot of that has been predicated on things we built many, many months and years ago and in that relationship. Now, you know, proceed going and preparing for that phase three, where, you know, we may have some extended periods, but it's this new normal that has an element of fluidness to it, and finding where the pivot point is, as you pointed out, and getting ready for that inevitable rebound, which I'll be anxious to speak about.
The way that I would respond for SmileSource and how we view the partnership helping us achieve our goals in this time is it gives me a tremendous amount of confidence to be really partnered with a forward-thinking and looking organization like DSG. I know that you did a phenomenal job managing the supply chain challenges through these times, and that you're certainly ahead of the curve. And as we, you know, wind down, winterize, and then rebound back to the market, I know that DSG will be, you know, I'd like to say ready alongside us, but probably ready ahead of us as we go through these stages. So it's just very comforting to know that DSG has the foresight and, you know, the resources and the talent to make it happen.
Part of the motivation, Trevor, is, you know, to be ready for the community. We know that it'll rebound. We have unwavering faith that beyond not only bringing this event to the end in the not so distant future or whenever it may end, that the internal resiliency, it will drive us to even greater work. But in order to make that a reality, I believe, and thank you for that introduction to Dental Intelligence and Weston and his team, you know, and his discipline and his guidance about not only, hey, get on the phone and call patients, but a very constructive and very tactical, precise way of how to do that. And that allows us to not only have the desire and the strength to set up, but it gives us the same precision on what to set up for and to make sure that we're at the ready for your team. And not only we need to get through this first and foremost, but on the other side, we need to be able to take advantage and optimize the opportunities that are going to be for each one of your doctors and make sure we're at the ready to serve in the right way.
Well, so if you were to ask me how I see dentistry today, you know, I think I would say very, very slow and very cautious, yet very optimistic. So, you know, probably dentistry has slowed down, you know, call it production, just by going to the emergency only philosophy by, you know, 89 to 91%. So we're running 9 to 11% of usual business. And that's a dramatic change, right? And when we come back, it's not going to be business as usual. This isn't a flood. This is a change to our way of life. And I think that the, you know, personal protection equipment, the fact that there is still unknowns a little bit on the spread of this virus, you know, that just as recently as last week, there was a introduction and then a reversal of negative pressure rooms required to do dentistry in the state of Pennsylvania. And, you know, that could become a new reality somewhere in many states where, you know, negative pressure rooms are required. Or, you know, is it going to be N95 masks with respirators are required? Or is it going to be face shields? And how do you use loops with face shields? And so dentistry has always done a great job of sterilization. Right? I think when it got in and through the AIDS crisis, it proved that it was a very safe place to get healthcare. Dentists are, unlike any other medical professional I've ever seen, committed to learning. And I know that they're learning voraciously about, well, A, you know, business challenges are right now, but also the virus and how to come back and protect their team, them, you know, themselves, their patients, the community. There's not one dentist out there that wants to be the story that infected a patient with COVID-19, right? Or lost a staff member to a patient's COVID-19. So sure. I think that is going to be, you know, a large change in dentistry moving forward. I think it's on everybody's mind. I think you'll see, you know, maybe a slowing of the pace of the large group practice dentistry. We don't know what's going to happen to the financial markets. And I think the financial markets, you know, use the word, they put it on pause. So I don't think they're eager to do, you know, a tremendous amount of acquisitions. But then again, some offices might arise from this or may not arise basically from this and may need to transact. So that is an unknown. But it certainly won't be at the same pace that it was in Q4 2019.
Yeah, no, I concur with Trevor that there's some things that, with the faith that have in that, there's certainly some changes. And there's not been a single crisis that, you know, for one hasn't had that the adjustments that have come post-crisis. And we found a way to progress and improve from that. And a lot of those improvements are different than the way we were practicing, behaving, interacting before. So this will be clearly no different, as Trevor pointed out. You know, from our side, and what we're already starting to do, you know, digitization is certainly helpful. It's pickup and delivery, which the industry has been a standard care from a dental office to a laboratory, that'll be adjusted, you know, irreversibly. And you'll find a much different type of setup. How that actually ends up, I think it'll go through a couple of iterations, but without question, it'll be different than the way it's currently done. It'll be much more medicalized, much more sterile, much if and in fact at all it does exist. And I think vice versa, the way you process things through the lab will be different. And when it leaves the lab, it will be vastly different in packaging, sterilization, delivery. There'll be new requirements that will inevitably come out, but you know, there's going to be new requirements that we put in on ourselves and impose on ourselves to ensure that we follow suit to what the dental practices have been so good at inside their house. That sterilization and standardization process needs to live as well inside the laboratory. So we're committed and already formed a team in and around that inevitably. And maybe the traditional boxes and packaging that you see today will give way to more medical grade type packaging. I think that'll be one of the inevitable outcomes. More digitization, you know, being equipped for that, so that one way may eliminate pickup and delivery the way it exists now, or augment that. But the goals throughout this event will also maintain, and I think they'll stay with us for a long time. At DSG, the number one goal was still stay healthy and safe. You know, stay connected and within a community, stay, you know, with a vision, focus on today, with a vision for the future. Those things will not be cliches. Staying healthy, staying connected will become a mainstay. We'll be more connected with our partners and client base than we've ever had. We're going to parlay into that. We'll always have the mindfulness and the thoughtfulness of our team members staying safe and healthy, but also the people that we serve. And that relates to the way we serve, the way we engage, the way we interact, and the way we package and deliver will all be impacted by that. And of course, on the other side of this, we have to look at the longer term impacts and how we could ensure the things that need to be taken care of, but also deliver in a very efficient economic way. Just because we have to do this and we should do these and we are going to do these things doesn't mean that the system, and Trevor pointed to the financial markets and the economic realities that we face, you have to have the scale, the strength, the resources to be able to absorb those changes and make those adjustments with not impacting the financial performance of the dental practice. So these are all things that we're going to have to build innovative solutions. They're going to have to be co-created across partners, across companies, across communities, so that we all end up in a better spot than we are today and build the right solutions to navigate what our new reality is going to be.
Thank you, Lou, for the invitation. It's always great to spend time with you. I will always say yes. You do a wonderful job for all of our offices, and I am very appreciative, as we all are, about that. If you want to find us, our website is just smilesource.com. You can find us there. Or we actually have just opened up our private Facebook page. So once you are a paying member of a SmileSource, you know, office, one of our 750 offices, you get access to a lot of resources on the SmileSource Facebook page. But what we've done amidst this COVID-19 pandemic is we've opened that up to all independent private practice dental owners. So if there's any listeners that want to, you know, get up to speed on what we're doing or what we're sharing, or want to share their resources with some like-minded, very progressive, you know, high growth, large independent dental practices, just find SmileSource members page on Facebook, and we'd love to let you in and see what we're all about.
Yeah, well, Trevor, what an honor, as always. Enjoy every conversation and every moment. Get blessed to spend time with you. Look forward to many more, and the members of your community are proud to be a part of such a great community, and looking forward to contributing in any way possible through normal traditional times, whatever, however that may be defined, and certainly through times like this, and whatever function our role is, we have the ability to serve and be a part of. We always say yes and start the sentence off that way, and then figure out a solution to get there. You know, as we both believe, I think it's not a crisis where we don't come out better. Somehow, some way, we build a solution. And it's that internal resiliency that drives us towards an even greater collaboration. I think this, without question, will be irreversibly more connected, irreversibly more compassionate as a group and as an industry, and stronger. through this, but that strength has to come from the community, has to come from the engagement and a well-coordinated game plan, which we look forward to being a part of. Thank you, for DSG.com. And please, if there's any doctors that are considering to be a part of the community, feel free to reach out to us directly, because we certainly would love to share with you our involvement and our faith and belief in the Smile Source community.
Thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. And please help us spotlight this podcast by taking a minute to review, as well as give us a shout out on all the socials. Stay connected at dentalservices.net or by emailing us at podcast@dentalservices.net. We believe we're stronger together. Until next time, enjoy your day.